name of Tiyam Shofar, Yom Trua Yom.
The term Zichron Trua, spoken about this in the past in different forms, Zichron Trua is a much more challenging term. We just don't know what the words mean. If you look at the Mefarshim Atar, every one of them gives a different explanation for Zichron Trua. You can begin with Rashi. Rashi says that Zichron Trua refers to Zichronos and Shofros. The Ramban doesn't like this Rashi. Takes him to task for two reasons. Number one, he says, what happened to Malchios? Imkvar Azkvar, if you want to translate Zichron Trua into the Tfila, so there's Malchios Zichronos and Shofros in the Marches of Moshe Shana, right? Hamlichuni Aleichem, right? Kadesha, Tavo, Zichro, Zichron Osai, Lefanecha, Ubaneh, the Shofar. Right? There's Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. That's how we split up the Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So why are we discriminating against Malchios? That's the first question. That itself raises an important question, which we're not going to discuss now, and that is whether Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros are equivalent themes, or they don't play a different role. That's why the Gemara itself implies, by what I just quoted, the Gemara Nachtazayin, Rosh Hashanah, Hamdichuni Aleichem, Kedei Shetavo Zichron Nosai Lefanecha, Ubadeh V'Shofar. It sounds like we're talking about three different concepts. Melech is the way that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's also the mechanism of achieving our goals in Rosh Hashanah, or during the entire period of Tzadik Tshuva. The Chronos is the method of supplication, and it's done, it's channeled Bameh, the Shofar, through the vehicle, through the Chetzah of Shofar. So for some reason Rashi thinks that Shofar and the Chronos, Shofar and the Chronos are implied by the word Zichron Trua, and also with the standoff based on the words themselves, Zichron, Zichronos, Trua, Shofros, and not Malchios. That's question number one of the Ramban. The second question is a very famous question, and it's a much stronger question. And that is, it would seem, a lot of our discussions of the, Shavusim being the rice and so on, we can appreciate this. The Ramban says, it seems that Rashi thinks that the Dindra Banan of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros are referred to in the Pasuk of Zichron Trua. And that can't be, because the Torah is the Torah, and the Drabanan is the Drabanan. The same kind of objection against the Mechilta and the Sifra that the Ramban raised in Shemos, mind you, which he took back in Vayikra. But, okay. So the Ramban says, how do I know that Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofar is only Drabanan, while Tkia Shofar is the Raisa? So the Gemara, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, says that token are more important than the spotless. If you have somebody who has to go to a place where either he'll hear a tefillah shofar or he'll be able to participate in the tefillah, so the Gemara says that he should better go to the place of tefillah shofar than the place of tefillah, because mitzvah b'tokin yoser mibarchin. So and why? Because token is doraisa and mibarchin is only drabban. So the Ramban says if it's drabban, then it can't be the explanation of zichron trua. The Ramban himself, on the other hand, says that, so what is zichron trua? A very, very long piece in the Teres Olah Torah, a very long piece, and he repeats it in his drasha to Rosh Hashanah, very, very long piece. And at one point he says, and early on he says, that this is the most difficult term in all of Parshas Emor, all the Moed, this is the most difficult term to translate. In the end of the day, he thinks that Shinariya b'yom zeh v'yeh lanu zikaron lefnei Hashem. Zichron Trua refers to the concept of din and to the method of tkia shofar as a means of zikaron lefnei Hashem. Zichron through Trua. That's a concept, way of strategy to win in the context of din. But the question arises, the Ramban only means Tkiyah Shofar, so what's the difference between Zichron Trua and Yom Trua Yelachem? Might as well opt for the formulation in Pinchas. It's strange that the formulation in Pinchas is more clear-cut, more straightforward than the one in Emor. Emor is really the Parsha Samoados. It's the first Parsha Samoados, it's the most extensive Parsha Samoados. Pinchas is the Parsha of the Karbanos Samoados. It's just strange that Emor, which is more crucial, doesn't have the clearer formulation. If we look at the term Zichron Tshuva in the Gemara, so it's found in a couple of places. Number one, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chof Tes on the base discusses the fact that Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yom Shabbos, there's no Tkiya Shofar. So the Gemara says, where does that come from? So the Gemara ultimately concludes that it's the Gzeira Shem Yavren Da'olamos Bishis Arad. But before that conclusion, the Gemara suggested that it's a Din D'oraisa, and that's based on Zichron Tshuva. And Rashi explains that Zichron Tshuva means that the Psukim of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros are a substitute, or could be a substitute for Tkiya Shofar. Which is why what we do, what Tosfos say in Shulchan Aruch, is that when Rosh Hashanah is calling us to Shabbos, in Tefillah we don't say Yom Tshuva, we say Zichron Tshuva. That's generally what we do. There are different views in the poskim. Some say you should say Zichron Tshuva all the time. Others say you should say Yom Tshuva even on Shabbos, because it is a Yom Tshuva, even though you can't do Tzkios. It's only Din Rabban. It's an interesting question. Some say no, on Shabbos you wouldn't say Zichron Tshuva. It's based on this Gemara. Yerushalmi concludes this way. Yerushalmi says that Zichron Tshuva, and therefore you don't blow on Shabbos. You have Malchus Zichronos and Shabbos. The idea that Malchus, Kronos, and Shofros, Doraisa, could be a substitute for a shofar is surprising. The Gemara of the Bavli is no chedesh halacha, but it's curious at minimum. The Gemara has Zichron Tshuva another time as well. The Gemara discusses the question in Rosh Hashanah also about Chavches, of an aleph and a beis, whether Tokei Lashir Yatsa or not. The Gemara says, the Gemara originally starts off, the Gemara says, compared to Kapol Parsium, Lechol Matzah. I'd say the Parsium force you against your will, and they force feed you your matzah. So are you Yotze or you're not Yotze? Is it Jesus Kavan or is it Jesus Kavan? So the Gemara says, you're Yotze. So the Gemara says, since you're Yotze with matzah, Bal Korcha, without Kavana, the Zosomeres, the Gemara says, the same thing would be true, that's the Kalashir, Yotze. So the Gemara says, Einlach. What do you mean, Zosomeres? Shmami, no. The same thing. You said, it was in Tzivos Kavada. So of course, it has multiple consequences, and one of those consequences will be, Tokei Lashir. If you don't have Kavada to get Shofar, then instead of the Yatza. The Gemara says, Einlach. The Gemara says, now the same, I might have thought that when it comes to Matzah, we say, you know, Erev Tocha Matzah, V'ha'achal. The Gemara is close to the language of the Gemara. V'ha'achal. But when it comes to Shofar, Zichron Tshuva Tziv, right, V'ha'hu Misaseh V'almo, or something like that. Meaning, one would have distinguished between Tkiya Shofar and Achilas Matzah. Achilas Matzah Mitzvos and Tzivos Kavana, Tkiya Shofar Mitzvos Tzivos Kavana. And that based on the concept of Zichron Tshuva. So there are two ways to read that Gemara. One way is the way Rashi reads it. Rashi reads the Gemara as saying, the exception in this case is not Shofar, the exception is Matzah. What's it based on? On this Asek, the Chalavim, Barayos, the Chayim, normally the Asek is not considered to have fully violated, or at least not to the point of Karban, maybe not even Maisha Beira, that's a discussion. Right? Well, problem is Asek. Right? The same Mishnah mentions it actually as the Mishnah of Rav Elazar and Rav Yeshua of Yedias Achet and Krisus. However, there's an exception. Hamas Asek, Bechalom, and Barayos, when it comes to Isurei Bien, Bechalos Asuros, since you're Nana, so you're Chayidim bin Asek. So Rashi says the same idea applies to Mitzvos. If you're Nana, even though you're Misasek, You perform the mitzvah. So if you eat matzah, even though it's kafal parsiyim, the halachah. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. However, there's another way to read the Gemara. It's not matzah that is unique. It's shofar that is unique. And based on zichron tshuva. So what does the word zichron tshuva add? Zichron tshuva means that even if generally mitzvos eino tzrichos kavana, since it says zichron tshuva, you have to relate to tshuva in a certain way. It's a different kind of mitzvah. The objective performance isn't enough. There has to be a subjective input. There has to be an awareness of what you're doing, and then not only an awareness, an awareness and an interest in what you're doing. You have to want to fulfill this mitzvah. Zichron tshuva. If that's the case, so zichron tshuva appears twice in the Gemara, in two prominent ways. And what is the pattern, if there is a pattern? I should add that although this is a Havamin of the Gemara that seems to be rejected, it is possibly Lahalacha according to the Rambam. But the Rambam is well known. Paskins at Kafo, Parsiim are Yotzei. Yotzei with Matzah. And the Rambam also Paskins that Tokei al-Lashir, if you don't have Kavana, the mitzvah, when it comes to Tekiah Shofar, the Rambam Paskins that you are not able to fulfill the mitzvah. Again, which is the exception, which is the rule, is an open question, but where does the Rambam get it from? So Rabbi Rambam and Rambam, and the Ran also in Rosh Hashanah, say, well, the Rambam got it from his Gemara. He thought it wasn't just a Halamina. He liked that Halamina. Meaning Zichron Tshuva Amar Rachmana, and it doesn't qualify if it's okay on the Shia. So basically, Zichron Tshuva is used to explain that you can substitute Tfila for Shofar when you have to. And Zichron Tshuva is used to explain that unlike other mitzvahs, the element of Kavana is greater in Shofar. And the Torah uses Zichron Tshuva in Parshas Emor, even though it's a confusing term. Rashi says that it refers to Malchus, Chodesh, and Shofar, which now makes a little bit of sense in light of, again, the Gemara and Chofar. And even the Ramban says Zichron Tshuva means, right, the Hashkara, the Zikaron, through or by means of the Shofar. So what is this really? So it appears that Zichron Tshuva, as opposed to Yom Tshuva, is a more ambitious perspective on Tekiah Shofar. And if that's true, we would also understand those poskim, not the ones that I mentioned before, who say that in Tefillah you should always say Zichron Tshuva. Or at least at night, you should always say Zichron Tshuva, even if it's during the week, even if it's not Shabbos. Zichron Tshuva establishes that the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar requires not only an objective performance, but a subjective input of the individual. The awareness of what he's doing and the interest that he fulfilled in the mitzvah. And the question is why? But the answer, of course, is quite simple. Because, as many Achronim have noted, they're obviously speaking about this a lot as well. Tekiah Shofar is a kind of tefillah. That's what the word Yavava means. It's an inarticulate prayer, but it's a powerful prayer nonetheless. Right? It could be Ginuchei Banich, it could be Ilulei Yalil, which are very different types of cries, very different psychological states. A state of sighing is a state of reflection, a certain awareness of your situation, an analysis of your situation, and despondency. You sigh when you know it's what you're confronting, and you're aware of the difficulties. You're approaching it from a responsible and somewhat intellectual point of view. Yilulei Yalil, which is uncontrolled sobbing, right, is the first response to the crisis. It's emotional. It's experiential. It's more than inarticulate prayer. Not just the form is inarticulate, the mindset, the meaning, the intent is also inarticulate. It's incoherent in a sense. You don't know what you want. You're almost paralyzed. All you can do is sob. And sometimes we combine Kiduchei Ganech and Yilulei Yalil. That, of course, is the concept of the Shvarim Trua. But either way, these are forms of Yibava, of Tzivah. Some of that, I want to explain, it's a whole like a big time. The Tzkiya Shofar is the mitzvah of Tzkiya, not a Shmiya. Rav Rishon holds that the mitzvah of Tzkiya Shofar is Shmiya. Rambam says it many times, and most of the other Rishon in Balei Tosas, Chachmei Svarad, but Rav Tam, an exception, Rav Tam holds that the mitzvah is Tzkiya Shofar. So how can it be Tzkiya Shofar that one person can be Motzi Acher Midecho Basa? If it's Shmiya, we understand very well, even though I have to use a shofar, nonetheless, it can be Motzi someone else, Shemeko, because he hears what he hears the kol shofar. But if the mitzvah is not to hear the kol shofar, but to blow, there's been a physical act of tkiya shofar, so how can one person be Motzi anybody else? So this is a popular idea in the Achronim. If we say that tkiya shofar is a form of tefillah, so maybe we can invoke Shomei Ka'ona, even though it doesn't look like the form of a regular Shomei Ka'ona. But as a tefillah, it qualifies as Shomei Ka'ona. But the Gemara says that the shofar should be bent over. Kol kama de kafif mali tzei. The Gemara discusses it should be kafuf, should be pashuk. So Rashi explains, because that's what tefillah is about. Tefillah is being in a state of being bent over, in a state of crisis. The form of the shofar reflects the function that it serves, the function of tefillah. And when do we do the shofar? The seder of tefillah. And according to some, the tefillah, the lachash, it's not a hepsik for the tefillah, it's integrated into the tefillah. Namely, there's a kiyum tefillah itself. It's shomea kol tefillah and shomea kol shofar. Balamor says that every one of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah has a configuration of nine brachos. We don't pasuk this way. We do this for Musaf. We don't do it for the others. But what it means, according to Balamor, is that the whole tzura, the whole form, structure of tefillah is just different on Rosh Hashanah than other days. Why? Because it's Yom Tzur Yelachem. More to the point, because it's the day of Zichron Tzura. Namely, tefillah is not just a major component of the day. It is the entire Kedushas Hayom of Shofar reflects on the tefillah aspect. And that is reflected in the different configuration of nine throughout the day. We don't necessarily talk about it, that's just a lot more, but it says something. Even the Haskaros that we make, Zochrei Nelechayim, and Kamocha, and so on, could be looked at from that point of view. They violate some basic rules of our tefillah. Right, no Bakashos and Gimel Rishonos, right, and so on. But apparently Rosh Hashanah, or Asher Yimei Tshuva, in total, or at least Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and those post who make the distinction, the whole concept of tefillah is different. Maybe the structure of the normal, you know, clean-cut structure of shevach, bakasha, and hodah, which characterizes tefillah generally, just doesn't apply during this period of the year. It's a different concept. That after all, on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, the idea that anything can be separated from Bakasha, right, is problematic. By the same token, the idea of a Bakasha, which isn't somehow integrated with Shevach and with Hodah, is a crude kind of Bakasha. In other words, again, the period of between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, or Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur specifically, are days where the rules of tefillah are different necessarily, because when you apply tefillah to the situation at hand, they're going to be different necessarily. If this is the case, so then, of course, you can answer the Ramban's question against Rashi. The Rav's preferred answer to this question. What did Ramban ask? According to Rashi, we say Zichron Tshuva, and it means Machas Chomet and Shofar. But Doesn't the Gemara say that tefillah, machas, achronos, and shofros is only drabanan? You have to choose whether to go to makam atokim or makam hamavarchin. You go to makam atokim. So it's only drabanan. It can't be the meaning of the Torah. So the Rav's answer to that question was based on this idea. It's a general idea. Rav said, if tkiyah is connected to tefillah, so then we can understand very well what Rashi had in mind. When you do tkiyah and you also do tefillah, so then the Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros integrated with Yom Teruah, Zichron Teruah, let's say, is a Kiyum Daraisa. It's only when you have to choose tefillah at the expense of tkiyah that Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros is drabanan. We might say that this is similar to the idea that we advanced about Kiddush and the Mitzvah Saseh. In context, Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros as a kiyum integrated with Shofros is a raisa. And as a choice to exclude Shofros, a conscious choice, right, it's not even Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros. Of course, on Shabbos, where there's no potential for Shofros, so one could explain that maybe there was even a halamina that it's a daraisa, zichron trua. There you don't have a possibility, or at our level, on a drabana level, like why is it that we have this minute to say zichron trua? You know, we don't pass them like that day in the Gemara. True, that is the makar, but since the reason that we don't blow Shofar is not out of neglect, but out of another value, and an important value of that, right? The theme of Hashin Shami Abrenu Naron Shisaradim. So because that is true, so we can accent Zichron Shua on this day. Either way, the concept of Zichron Shua reflecting the ability to substitute for shofar when you have to, or the need for shofar to be more than simply a mechanical performance, is the same idea that makes Zichron Shua the ultimate best representation in Kedushas HaZman of the mitzvah of shofar in the day of Rosh Hashanah. The Torah intentionally picks Zichron Teruah, even though it's a hard term, more than Yom Teruah, because Yom Teruah refers just to mechanical performance. Zichron Teruah includes, beyond the mechanical performance, that kavana and the role of Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros that integrate with it. The truth is that we find occasionally the shofar as a mechanical performance separated from its tefillah or kavana component, if you hold mitzvos, ein on sukkos kavana even in shofar, tokei ad l'shir yatsa, that's certainly the case. If you hold that kofuf is not na'akev, it might be the case. If you hold that there's a difference between tekiyos demiyushav and tekiyos demu'umad, that's basically the common, famous comment of the Ramban, right, the minhag of the Gaonim was that in Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, they would split. Malchus, they would do Tashrat. Achronos, they would do Tashat. Shofros, they would do Tarat. We don't do that. We do Tashrat, Tarat, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat in each one. And Rabbeinu Tam used to do Tashrat in each one. That's the huge focus of Lama Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. But Ramban wanted to justify the Minhag HaGaonim, which was to switch off. Tashrat, Malchus, Tashat, Achronos, Tarat. So he said, Mimonoshof, you're not Yotze. So he explained, the mitzvah of tekiyos shofar, that you've already accomplished through tekiyos and yushar. Al Seder HaBrachos, it's a tekiyum and tefillah. It's like a tainus, the chatzotros. As far as that's concerned, we're not so strict about the shofek of Ramavo. You can do it with Yavava, with Yulei Lo, Yalu, you can do it with Ginuchei Ganech, and sometimes you can combine Ginuchei Ganech and Yulei Yalu. And that would be another example of isolating the tefillah, and maybe even isolating the tekiyah. I always thought that this also could be the argument about Neshima Achas and Shishima, and the debate between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. The Rabbeinu Tam says that in Shvarim Teruah we do two neshimas, a little break between the Shvarim and the Teruah. And the Rabban says On the contrary, if it's possible that that's what Yavama means, that's what Trua means, so it's one call. And one call should be done in one breath. Ramban seems very reasonable. What about the Rabbeinu Tam? I think the answer is, the Ramban looks at the Kol Shofar, at least here, in formal and legal terms, as a single call. What Rabbeinu Tam says, he says this, is, it could be that Kinuchei Gonech Yilulei Galil is the meaning of Trua, but anybody who's going to sigh and then sob is going to take a breath in between. Right? In other words, the experience of Kinuchei Gonech Yilulei Galil requires Shtei Neshimos. Even though the Kol Echad Shame Tkia or Trua, in theory, might work better according to the Ramban. For this reason, it might make sense, I mean, posts can do it for other reasons. You know, they, we don't know the passing like that from Menetam and the Ramban, so they split up between the Tkiyos Dimushav and Tkiyos Dima Umad Misafek. But it could be, especially in light of the other part of the comment of the Ramban, that maybe there's a different emphasis for the Tkiyos Dima Umad and the Tkiyos Dima Yushav. And what you have is the Kol Shofar as an objective, mechanical, I don't mean mechanical without kavana in this case. I mean just technical Kol Shofar. And then you also have the chavaya, the experience, the tefila, the bechi and the tzaaka experience of the Kol Shofar. And maybe it should be split up in that way. If you want to, according to that other line in Ramban, so I guess the tzaaka, which would be the Shei Neshimos, would be in the Al-Seder Ha-Malchus Kodesh Shofros, and the Neshimachas would be there. Again, in the poskim themselves, you find all range of things. Right, some say you do the Neshimachas in the first ones, and the other one in the other, and switch it around. But at least these are issues thinged up. There's a very famous story that the Rav tells in Neshimacha, one of my favorite stories. And that is the story that took place right here in Washington Heights. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik lived in Washington Heights, and he used to dab in, there was a shul here called the Beis Medrash HaGadol. I don't think it exists anymore, but it was a massive shul. Huge shul, which was, you know, filled to capacity on, I think, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Actually, the rabbi of the shul was Rabbi Moshe Bezdin, Zichrono Lebracha, who was the, I don't know if he was the founder, but he's the one who really, built the old JSS. JSS and its James Stars in its heyday was really the Shemel Sepharis. It was really a tremendous school for Bali Tshuva, the first or most effective of its kind, probably, in America, where he really took people, you know, with little background and transformed them into, you know, not only Yodei Sefer, but in some cases, Talmidei Chachamim. Many Musmachim came from JSS after, you know, certain historical changes took place, and that school became very different. It became, you know, populated more mostly by people with little background for other reasons, Europeans and other things. Character of the school changed. But he was a remarkable mechanic, and he was he really founded that program. He was a rabbi in the shul in Washington Heights, and he told me the story as well. That is, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was the machri for Tkiyas Shofar. And one year, so again, it was a Lubavitcher, Bal Tkiya, and he began to cry before the Tkiyas. And in good Lithuanian fashion, Rav Moshe turned to him and he said, do you also cry, you know, before you pick up your lulav? So that's a very powerful story. I like it very much. Nothing wrong with a little crying, but you know, this it captures the motif in an extreme way, but of Ish Halacha. But of course, there's a certain irony in the story, and that is that, you know, this analysis, including the Rav's analysis, some of the things I said are other applications of it, but the creation idea of how to answer the Ramban's question against Rashi, the idea that Tkiya is the form of tefillah was a very prominent theme that the Rav is to develop. So of course the idea of tefillah through tekiah and of yubava, taken literally, not just as the form of the call, but as the key in itself of tzaka and bechi, kiyuch ha-gonech, yilu le-yalil, So, the, you know, the Lubavitch of Malkia, in theory, could have responded back to Moshe Soloveitchik. No, I don't. But, you know, there's a good reason to cry before it's Tkiyas Shofar, because it's the key of the Dechi Mitzalko Tzila. Now, it could be that Moshe Soloveitchik could have answered, you know, just because the Bechi is conveyed through the Kol Shofar doesn't mean that, you know, it has to be on public display beforehand. That's interesting, too. But the point is that that this idea is the idea that emerges. So I think it's just very fascinating, and I'll conclude. We spent a little time, or a couple of days, analyzing Yisro Malacha of Shabbos, and then analyzing the Mitzvah Saseh of Shvisa of the Shabbos and the Yom Tov. And one of the themes that we tried to develop towards the end for the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ritzko regarding Kiddush is this idea that the Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushas HaMitzvos, is really based on the integration of two things. And that is measured, objective performances by the mitzvos, but spirit, the values that you extract therefrom as well. And it's just fascinating that the Maisa Mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, in a very dramatic way, conveys this theme. And the day when you stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Yom HaDin, and we want to set a tone for the new year, you want to put aside the past and face the future with a sense of optimism. So the Maisa Mitzvah that we use, Bavdeya, the Shofar, is precisely one which accents not Yom Tshuva Yelachem, but the concept of Zichron Tshuva. There is a Maisa and a Pe'ula, there's room for Neshima Achas, Dar Shiurim, and at the very same time, there's also a concept of Shtei Neshimos, there's also the concept of Yevava, of Zichron Tshuva, beyond Yom Tshuva. And I think that is because Rosh Hashanah is really a day of opportunity. It's a day in which each individual needs to make that cheshbon nefesh, see where he stands, and that additional component of zichron tshuva beyond yom tshuva is crucial in expressing and preparing for the next phase, the phase which leads to yom kedushah and mechila l'chol Yisrael, the day of Yom Kippur. I wish you all a ksiva v'chima tova and a shlach shmayim shalom.
We'll continue on with the material from the time. I'll give you a